Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in Maseches Yevamos, and we are doing the sixth and last Mishnah of Perek Hey, as well as the first Mishnah of Perek Vav. So, Perek Hey Mishnah Vav talks about what we were talking about in Mishnah Gimel. If you have one Yavam and one Almana, and this Mishnah is going to tell us the difference between Yibum and Chalitza in two contexts. Chalatz va'asa Maimer. If a Yavam did Chalitza with his Yavama, and then he did Maimer, Nasan get Uba. And he either did Maimer with her, or he gave her a get, or he had Bia with her. But again, the point is that he did Chalitza, and then he did one of the other three acts. So Chalitza works on a Daraisa level, and then, so she's already not his Yavama anymore, and then he did one of the other three acts. O Baal, or he did Yibum with her, which again works on a Daraisa level, Vasa Maimer v'nasa gevra Chalatz, and then he did one of the other three acts. Einacher Chalitza Klum, then nothing matters once the chalitza is done. The chalitza takes away the entire zika, and none of the other acts have any impact. Bein bechil, and that's whether the chalitza is done at the beginning before anything else. Bein beemsa, or if it's done after he gave her a get, or after he did maimer, meaning after he did any derabanan act. Bein besof, or whether he did it, he gave the get, then did a maimer, and then did chalitza. I mean, it doesn't matter if he sandwiched the chalitza between a get and a maimer, or he did get maimer chalitza. In all of those cases, the bottom line is, if Chalitza is the only Daraisa act he did, it takes away the Zika entirely. Vabi'ila, when it comes to Bia, Bismanshi, Betchila, if he did the Bia first, which means he did Yibum right off the bat, then Einachareh HaKlum, then nothing has any impact after that. But Be'emtza, but if he did Yibum in the middle, meaning let's say he gave a get, and then he did Yibum, and then he did Maimer, Ubasof, or he did, he gave a get, and did Maimer, and then did Yibum, Yeshach Rehaklum, then there is something that can be impactful after the Yibum, meaning if he makes a Maimer afterward with one of the other Almanos, it does have an impact, because the Bia was a flawed Bia, and a flawed Bia doesn't completely erase the Zika entirely. So if he gave a get to one almana, and then he had Bia with the second one, and then he made Maimer with the third one, he's ushered to the relatives of the third one as well, and he has to give her a get. Or if he gave a get to one and did Maimer with the second one, and then had Bia with either one of those people, so Maimer with the third almana would take effect and would become Aser to and he'd become Aser to her relatives. So the Mishnah quotes, but Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Achas Bi'la v'Achas Chalitza. No, both Bia and Yibum have the same impact in that Bein B'tchila, Bein B'amtza, Bein B'sof, Ein Achareh HaKlum, that nothing else matters once you did one of those things, and that is your Yavama. You don't become Aser to the relatives of the other Yavamos, even if you did Maimer on them afterwards or before, it doesn't make a difference. Now, Mishnah Aleph. Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. So we're going to talk about the act of Bia accomplishes Yibum even without Kavana. Haba al Yevimta, Bein Bishogeg, Bein Bemezid, Bein Baones, Bein Baratzon, whether you did it by mistake, meaning you thought it was a different woman, or you did it Bemezid, you knew it was your Yavama, but you just weren't having Kavana L'Shem Mitzvah Zibum, or whether it was Baones, meaning a person was forced to have Bia with his Yavama, or whether it was willingly, afilu hu shogig vihimazida, even if neither of them were thinking properly, meaning let's say the guy didn't realize that this was his Yavama, and the girl was not having kavana for the mitzvah, or hu mazid vihi shogeges, or he's not having kavana for the mitzvah, and she doesn't realize that this is a Yibum situation, hu anus vihi lo anusa, or he's forced into it and she's not forced into it, instead she is Yashogeg or Mezid, he anusa vuhu lo anus, she is forced into it, but he's not anus, he's either Shogeg or Mezid, echad ha-ma'ara, whether he began the act of Bia and didn't finish the act of Bia, vechra gomer, whether he finished the act of Bia, kana. In all cases, the Yibum is binding, and he fulfilled the mitzvah of Yibum, velo chalak bin Bia lebia. And on top of that, the Torah doesn't distinguish between regular Bia and irregular bia, meaning even if he had bia shelo kedarka, also that would not that would be a real bia, and she would become his wife. So meaning with their state bios, there are two types of bia that work dafka when it comes to yibum. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Vav, we said that if you did chalitza followed by either maimer get, or bia, or you did bia followed by maimer get or chalitza. So whenever chalitza comes as one of the things that you do, then the chalitza is final, and anything that happens after that is inconsequential. In fact, anything that happens after that is not going to prohibit the woman's relatives to you. However, if you did bia first, then anything after that is inconsequential. But if you did bia not as your first act, if you did a mimer after the bia, the relatives of that woman are taka going to be aser to you. But Rabbi Nechemya disagrees. Rabbi Nechemya says both bia and chalitza are the same in that if you did bia or chalitza as a first act, as the middle act, as the final act, in either in any of those cases, there's not going to be any impactful action after the bia or the chalitza. And then in Mishnah Aleph, we learned that whether you did the bia b'shogeg, b'mezid, b'ones, b'ratzon, it doesn't matter. If the man and the woman were experiencing different things, he was shogeg, she was mezid, she was ones, he was not, any combination of the two, it's going to affect a proper yibum, and tchilas bia also affects a proper yibum, and even a bia Shalom Kedarka affects a proper Yibum. Okay, Bezhem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Vav, Mishnah Beis.